Welcome everybody to the Lord Ashtar Earth Assistance, Gaia Assistance monthly call. The teaching today will involve the vibration of the love essence from the intergalactics. So I would imagine Lord Sananda will also be showing up, as that is his department. Even though all the Christed intergalactics are very much attuned to this frequency, and it is their core element of being spiritual beings above and beyond anything else. So let's bring in the energies of the unified whole, 000144000, unified whole online, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just breathe deeply as we count up to the 144th dimensional frequency. This is where all dimensions come into oneness, into that wholeness, which everyone talks about. But in order to get there, we have to bring in that frequency from the highest dimensional levels. This is why we go through this exercise to raise our consciousness actively. So just feel yourself going up a golden staircase of light, or a beam of light, or an elevator to raise yourself up to those frequencies of the Sacred Heart Temple of Oneness. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just take another deep breath. 20, 30, 40. 50, as we move into the angelic realms, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, as we move into the formlessness, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Breathing deeply, we see before us in the entranceway of the temple the three M's, Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, and the Mahatma. These are all the combined energies of the I Am Directorate of the Academy, and they extend to us the platinum netting as we breathe in. So just take a deep breath. This is actually a fine weave of platinum frequency that comes around you just like a net. And as you breathe out, they strip the netting away, taking with it any lower frequencies that are not of the 144th dimension, that can be removed from our full body system of the mental, emotional, physical, etheric. We then call upon the violet purple flame of transmutation and ceremonial magic to come within us from our crown. Just breathe that all the way in through the heart chakra, through the root, so you're entirely encased and infused from the soul star to the earth star. Feel that spitting within you as we blend within that, the pink flame of Paul the Venetian, which is active intelligence, which brings regeneration, love, compassion. As having all those elements of compassion and love for the self is first and foremost. We then bring in the golden flame from Lord Buddha, so that the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner around us, fully infusing our Merkaba body of light, the tetrahedron structure that we are encased within. And for protection, we call upon the spiritual hierarchy to place mirrors on all the facets facing outward of the Merkaba, as well as the ring pass knot from Archangel Michael. We ask all these energies to be for the group Merkaba as we travel together to the Temple of Oneness. We thank you all for being with us. I am Reverend Aranathan Nair, and here is Reverend Malaresi.
Thank you so much. Let's all continue with the breath as we bring in the frequencies of light from our I Am Presence through the Antakarana Bridge into our soul star. Colors upon colors today. Let's call upon all the 330 rays of God. So they're all shades of blues and greens and yellows and purples and lavenders, silvers, platinums, pearlescent, mixture of colors, and then no colors as they all blend together. And breathe them into the chakra column, starting at the crown, moving into the third eye, the throat, the thymus, solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, activating all the joints and the upper limbs, the shoulders, the elbows, the wrists, and the palms, moving down the side meridians into the hips, the knees, the ankles, and the feet, the soles of the foot into the Earth Star, creating our cosmic oxytonal alignment from the higher essence into the physical essence, feeling the spinning within spinning of wheels within wheels that you are. Allowing these energies to go into the etheric body, outside of your physical, and then moving into the emotional, the mental, into the physical, and the higher self body, the monad, and the I Am Presence. Let's activate those energies within the heart center, feeling the feminine and the masculine divine. Within the heart, that represents the pink of love, the masculine of the blue, for will and our wisdom, and the power of the Christ consciousness in between both. Today is a very special day because it is Valentine's Day, not just because it is a Hallmark day of cards, but because it is a day when people around the world are thinking about love. So let's take a moment and do some Oz, A-H, and this represents receiving. It represents love from the God force. And as we radiate this love within ourselves, it will radiate outside of us so that others upon the planet will receive this love that we are experiencing presently. Essences from the all the and many light beings, ascended masters, angels, divine mother and father God, and the creative source of oneness as we become one in this moment. Take a moment and just let that radiate through your full body system now, and it will very easily go to others in your environment. Anyone that you want to think about, to send this beautiful essence of love. As now we call upon Lord Ashtar. Good day. My fellow comrades, hello, it is I, Lord Ashtar, with the Ashtar Command, Lord Sananda, and all the beautiful beings of light as we come together once again in oneness. Ah, what a beautiful day it is to feel these energies, to bring in this essence. How very exciting. I'm so pleased that I was able to speak on such a magnificent day. The first element I want to report, which I know that you're curious about, is how are we doing with the weather patterns and assisting this planet on a deeper level. Well, we have assisted the planet, but we still need to do a lot more work. The weather patterns that are being sent to this Earth, if they are in a situation where it is extreme wind, extreme temperatures, and blustering energies for days on end, that will stop the process of people upon the earth, that will stop the process upon the earth and not allow people to go about what they desire to do, then we are not assisting as much. We know that we truly assisted with the weather patterns of Juno on the East Coast. And I believe that the East Coast is still receiving quite a bit of changes within the weather. And also the West Coast has had extreme wind and rain that caused lots of damage in the last 10 days. And then there are other parts of the world that are also feeling different elements. The concentration has been on Northern America because this is the cornerstone of spirituality. And it is going to be of great change and great hope upon this planet. So that is why the centeredness is being put upon this part of the world. We did circumvent the energies on the West Coast by not having extreme snow in the northern part of the country. Some areas did. Mount Shasta was blessed not to have that snow, although the rain was very, very extreme. And when it's pounding like that for days upon end, it is truly not a natural event. But we're doing better. And this is what I want to report. Each of you are assisting tremendously to bring in the highest energies to help yourselves and to help your fellow human beings and everything upon the land to move more into that expression of the fifth dimensional energies. And as we do that, the weather patterns are going to change. Mount Shasta will have less snow because the warmth is going to be coming in. So areas that have had extreme snow may find areas that are completely the opposite than they have been previously. Because eventually the new earth energies are going to be very calm, are going to be more of what you desire, 70 degrees, warmth and coolness at night, but not freezing temperatures. And this is what we're going to be finding. There's going to be shifting in weather patterns in different areas. So notice in your area how you are feeling within the weather that is occurring for you. And please, please, please do not forget to call upon us to bring forth these essences to assist, because we truly can do so. So that's the good thing. If we look at this from when we first started this group consciousness together, I think we have seen great changes happening upon the earth, but we still have many more to assist with, and that is what we're here to help you with, and to help us, because the more that we find the energies are more even keel, bringing forth that essence of love as what we're experiencing today, we believe that it's going to be making tremendous changes. So yes, Lord Sananda will be coming through. And we also want to connect with the whales and the dolphins in the oceans. But take some deep breaths and feel that into the core of your heart. As we break forth that consciousness. Greetings, greetings. We are the whales and the dolphins together. So our sound may change through the vibration of the essence that we want to bring forth to each of you. We thank you tremendously. We are deeply grateful for being part of these energies, because each of our communities of the whales and the dolphins will feel this essence coming unto them like a sonar wave of light, and allowing the words that are coming through to truly be a vibrational essence. Our role as the dolphins is to safeguard the whales, because they truly hold the depth of knowledge for this planet. We've always been the guardians of the whales. As the whales go into their depth, as the knowledges and wisdom that they have kept will be revealed as time goes on. Our energetic exchange in these moments is to bring forth that essence of love you are experiencing, as we are all experiencing it today. Oh, and we as the whales are deeply, deeply grateful for the protection we have received, but we are even more grateful for each of you in human form, because we know that the experiences we are having together are so much different than they were times ago. And we hold this essence for you so that you realize your own wisdom. You realize your own knowledges to come into existence. Let us now rejoice together with the dolphins. Oh, That is our song of love to each of you. We hope you feel it within your hearts, as we know we are assisting each of us to change this planet into the divine being it desires. Feel our hearts, feel our love. We are excited, we are blessed, and we thank you for coming to this time, these moments, to fully be exercised. It is I, Lord Ashtar, once again. Let us just receive that essence, because Lord Sananda has a little bit of a surprise for us with all this. So hold the frequency that is coming from the oceans, that is coming from the essence of the communities of the whales and the dolphins, and fill it up into yourself. Allow it to be within you to receive. As we are going to be extending all of this through the entire planet at the end of our transmission, I now open up the energies to my dearest comrade, Lord Sananda. There are no deeper blessings as the one that I have just received. I am Lord Sananda. It is my pleasure to be one with each of you. There are so many reasons why I have come to work so much with Lord Ashtar and the Federation of Light. It is to bring my essences of the heart, of what I have experienced through my many lifetimes upon this earth, and bring it into wholeness with the intergalactic commands to assist the planet. And today we are doing exactly what I desire. Having the whales and the dolphins being part of this experience, allow your heart to be open to feel the beautiful essences that are occurring in this moment. I am ecstatic that we have come to this time to bring forth these essences unto the planet. Each of you have arrived to have a responsibility with this communication, to fully accept it within yourself, to allow your heart to be healed, to know that you are not alone, to know that you are an exquisite being of light. But yet we can think about that consciously. We can tap into it on our meditations and move into those higher dimensions. But how do we fully accept it physically? It's through the heart. If you feel your masculine and your feminine divine now, accepting this essence, allowing the nurturing and the love that is coming from other forms of light into your physical heart, it will assist you to understand that this day not only represents a love of what you give to another, but it is the love of yourself. The divine love of the purest essence to come into your heart so that you may experience all that is meant to be. I ask you, dearest ones, to understand within yourself. Allow the heartbeat to be open. Allow the arteries to receive. Because everything that you do comes from your heart. And if there are conflictions, if there are blockages within the heart, it will go to the rest of your physical existence. So now allow your heart to fully be open. Allow that chakra to go deeper than it ever has before, to go into your etheric body, to receive all that is coming from all of our essences in these moments. Lord Ashtar and the Ashtar Command have come forward to assist each of you. And I know that you desire to see action made. But it cannot be until the majority of the human race receives it. And we are only about 20%. And we must get up to 90% at least, and maybe more. So we still have a lot of work to do with each other. And you as the initiates, you as the ones that are learning how to incorporate these energies within yourself, allow this day to be one of your heart essence to receive. You receive it so much that it has to expand out of you. Your heart chakra is spinning in colors and colors of beautiful lights. And allow the rest of it to be released. As we work through you within these essences. Connect to the group consciousness of the 144th dimension of the creative source of oneness, as we are all part of this source. Feel the love, feel the beautiful essences, adoration, acceptance, joy, bringing into yourself now. The more that you expand this within yourself, the more ability we will have to assist this planet. Allow yourself to be true to yourself. Allow that essence to unfold within you, as there is nothing else that is more important in this moment than to allow yourself to know that you are the power of love within yourself. Breathe it in, my children. Breathe it in and feel the essence blending within you. As we connect with all of the whales and the dolphins at the core of this land, and we connect with Lord Ashtar, and the Ashtar ships of all of the Christed intergalactics that are assisting, and all the angels that continually work overlighted by Divine Mother and Father God, all the cosmic great central suns coming into oneness, all the divine beings of the masculine and feminine divine coming into unison, as you allow this essence to come into you, to find the balance within yourself. Feel the power that you are. Feel the wisdom that you are. Feel the love that you are. This is the divinity of your soul's essence coming fully within yourself. It is my pleasure once again to be with you, to bring forth these essences. It warms my heart to see the oneness that we have within each other in this moment. Share it throughout your day. Just expand it out of you with your breath. No words, just love. Just love essence. In my deepest, deepest gratitude, I am Lord Sinai. It is I, Lord Ashtar, once again, thank you for these beautiful blessings. So how are each of you feeling now? You feel that beautiful expansion within you of what we are experiencing through the centeredness of the heart as it beats from the creative source of oneness into each of us and through the dimensional frequencies into each of you, into the whales and the dolphins. You see what happens when you bring this forth. It expands. And nothing can interfere. No darkness, no controls. It is just this moment of us coming together. Let us now take this on a physical level. As you bring it forth into your heart essence, into your physical essence, feel your power as we all connect within each other. And we send it out of the Earth's atmosphere. Now we won't think of dimensional frequencies. We think about the Earth. So where each of you are located, feel that within your feet. Feel it in your Earth Star. Feel the power that you have created. And expand it out of you through your breath. And as we do that, we send it out from the core of the earth, outwards through the circumference of the earth, and allow the outside of the earth to vibrate with this frequency. And feel your expansion just leaving your physical body, going up through the clouds, going up through the higher realm, almost like you were in an airplane or a spaceship. And you see everything below you and you take it to the outside of the world. And then we are around the globe together, hands within hands, all of the galactics, all of the essences of the dolphins and the whales, with their energies. Lord Sinanda, what he has given to us with the heart essence. And let's bring the planet into a higher level of expression on this day. So if you can do and then ah. Reverberation of Gaia's essence. Now her full body system is receiving the complete heart essence that we have given to ourselves. And it expands out into the heavens, beyond the earth, into other planets in the solar system and other solar systems, universes upon universes, coexisting together in a physical sense. Feel that connection with all the star systems, all the beings of light, and all that are in physical form in the Christed energies. It will expand outwards to assist the darker forces from interfering. Feel the power we have within each other. And we cannot do it without each other. Together, we are a force that nothing can penetrate. We are the power. We are the strength. We are the love together. Now bring that energy back down into the planet. As every area of Gaia's earth shall receive this essence and bring it back into yourself now. Almost feel yourself coming back down, floating down into your heart essence and then down to your earth star. And feel the completeness that you are. It is my divine pleasure as Lord Ashtar to be with you in this group consciousness. I so look forward to our work together each time because it strengthens the planet. So in your following days, think about this energy and call upon us to assist you. Of what we have created together to assist all areas of the planet to receive this love in a physical condition. It is my pleasure to speak for the Federation of Light, to be with Lord Sananda, to be with the dolphins and the whales, but most of all, to be in each of your hearts. I am one with you on this day. I am Lord Ashtar for the Ashtar Command. Namaste, blessings, and joy.
Okay, just breathing deeply. Let's just bring those energies down our consciousness. From that 144th dimensional frequency, 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, moving into the angelic realms, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, moving down into the physical dimensions, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and just breathing them all the way down into the heart of Gaia. Feeling them come all the way back up. As I bring these frequencies up to the fifth dimension, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We will close off the energies, do the three ohms. Unified Whole Offline.
Many blessings. Happy Hearts Day.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us once again.